سادنا. You may have noticed this about yourself. When you're feeling pleasant, you want to expand. When you're fearful, you want to contract. Try this. Sit for a few minutes in front of a plant or tree. Remind yourself that you are inhaling what the tree is exhaling, and exhaling what the tree is inhaling. Even if you are not yet experientially aware of it, establish a psychological connection with the plant. You could repeat this several times a day. After a few days, you will start connecting with everything around you differently. You won't limit yourself to a tree. Using this simple process, we at Isha Yoga Center have unleashed an environmental initiative in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu, under which 30 million trees have been planted since 2004. We spent several years planting trees in people's minds, which is the most difficult terrain. Now transplanting those into land happens that much more effortlessly. Life sense, knowing life beyond the senses. How does the human body make sense of the world? What is its source of knowing? The answer is obvious, through the five senses. Whatever you know of the world or yourself is information you have gathered only through five sense organs, by seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. If these sense organs fold up, you would know neither the world nor yourself. When you sleep every night, suddenly the people around you disappear, the world disappears, and even you disappear. You are still alive, everybody around you is alive, but in your experience, everything evaporates, because these five sense organs have gone into shutdown mode. The sense organs are limited. They can perceive only that which is physical. If your perception is limited to five senses, naturally the scope of your life will be restricted to the physical. Additionally, the senses perceive everything only in relation to something else. If I touch a metal object and it feels cool to my fingers, it is simply because my body temperature is warmer. Suppose I lower my body temperature and touch it, it would feel warm to me. The sense perceptions are absolutely wonderful instruments for human survival. They are turned on at the moment of your birth because they are essential to your survival in the outside world. But if you are seeking something more than survival, they are not enough. They give you a distorted impression of reality because they are entirely relative in their perception. If you are really interested in knowing life in all its depth and dimension, it is imperative that you look inward, not out. Why? Because the essential nature of life does not lie in the physical or psychological expression of body and mind, but in their source. However, looking inward doesn't happen easily. It takes work, because you don't yet have the perceptual mechanism to look within. The human predicament is just this. The very seat of your experience is within you, but your perception is entirely outward bound. This is why there is such a big disconnect between within and without. You can see what is outside you, but you cannot see what is inside you. Even if someone whispers, you can hear that, but there is so much activity happening in the body that is beyond your ability to hear. Even if an ant crawls upon your skin, you can sense it right away, but there is so much blood flowing within you and you cannot feel. Your sense organs can only register external sensations of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. But the source of all experience is within you. An experience may be triggered by an external stimulus, but its origin is always internal. There are times when the same experience can be generated even without an external trigger. Yoga is fundamentally aimed at enhancing your experience beyond the five senses. There is a dimension beyond your five sense perceptions. You can call that dimension whatever you please. You can call it Self if you choose. You can call it Divine if you choose. You can term it God if you choose. The terminology is entirely up to you. And even if you are not in quest of the Divine or the Self, enhancing your perception can play a vital role in assuring a fundamental level of well-being. Whatever you are, doctor, policeman, engineer, artist, homemaker, or student, fundamentally, it is your quality of perception that determines how effective and successful you are and how much you can do on this planet. The expansion of your sense perception beyond its present boundaries can achieve phenomenal results, bringing a completely new and seemingly magical dimension to your life. The common questions are, is it very difficult to enhance my perception? Do I have to withdraw to a Himalayan cave to turn inward? Not at all. This possibility does not come from sitting somewhere on top of a mountain. It is within you. The only reason it has been inaccessible is that you are either busy or preoccupied with what is happening outside or far too engaged in your own psychological drama. It is just a lack of attention which has denied people the possibility of discovering what lies within. Turning inward does not have anything to do with thoughts, ideas, opinions, or philosophies. It has nothing to do with the psychological activity of your mind. Enhancing your perception means enhancing your ability to receive life just as it is. If you are willing to dedicate just a few minutes of your life to this every day, you would see the change. The simple process of paying a little bit of attention to your inner nature will transform the quality of your life in remarkable ways. Sadhana. Start by paying attention to everything you think of as yourself. Just before you fall asleep, your thoughts, your emotions, your hair, your skin, your clothes, your makeup. Know that none of this is you. There is no need to make any conclusion about what is you or what truth is. Truth is not a conclusion. If you keep false conclusions at bay, truth will dawn. It is like your experience of the night. The sun has not gone. It is just that the planet is looking the other way. You are thinking, reading, talking about the self because you're too busy looking the other way. You haven't paid enough attention to know what the self really is. What is needed is not a conclusion, but a turnaround. If you manage to enter sleep with this awareness, it will be significant. Since there is no external interference in sleep, this will grow into a powerful experience. Over time, you will enter a dimension beyond all accumulations. Listening to life. There are several ways to attain a state of abiding joy and ultimate union. These are diverse, but it is important that they are all addressed in a balanced and integrated way. There is really no division or hierarchy between these varied approaches. Yoga is completely even-handed. It employs all the aspects of who you are to take you to your ultimate destination. The body constitutes a very large part of who you are in your present understanding. The science of using the body to hasten your evolutionary process is Hatha Yoga. Ha denotes the sun, Tha denotes the moon. Hatha Yoga is the science of bringing about a balance between these two dimensions within the human system. The human body has its own attitudes, its own resistance, its own temperament. Let us say you decide, starting tomorrow, I will get up at 5 in the morning and go for a walk. You set the alarm rings, you begin to stir, but your body groans and says, shut up and sleep. That is often the way it is, isn't it? So Hatha Yoga is a way of working with the body, a way of disciplining, purifying and preparing it for higher levels of energy and for greater possibilities. Hatha Yoga is not exercise. It is instead about understanding the mechanics of the body, creating a certain atmosphere, and then using physical postures to channel or drive your energy in specific directions. This is the aim of various asanas or postures. That kind of posture that allows you to access your higher nature is a yogasana. It is the science of aligning your inner geometry with the cosmic geometry. To put it in the simplest way, just by observing the way some people sit, you can almost know what is happening with them. If you have known them for long enough, if you have observed yourself, when you're angry, you sit one way, if you're happy, you sit another way, if you're depressed, you sit another way. For every different level of consciousness or psychological state, your body naturally tends to assume certain postures. The converse of this is the science of asanas. If you consciously get your body into different postures, you can elevate your consciousness. The body can become a means for your spiritual growth or it can become a barrier. Let us suppose some part of your body, your hand, leg or back, for instance, is in pain. When the pain is acute, it is hard to aspire to anything higher because the pain becomes dominant in your life. Right now, if you have a backache, the biggest issue in the universe is your back. Other people may not understand that, but for you, that is the biggest issue. Even if God appears before you, you will plead for your backache to go away. You will not ask for anything else because the physical body has such power over you. When it doesn't function as it should, it can rob your life of every other aspiration. All your longings just disappear once the body is in pain. To experience pain and still look beyond it takes an enormous amount of strength, which most people do not possess. There are countless people who have come out of spinal problems by doing simple asanas. Doctors had told them that they would have to undergo surgery, but they were able to avoid it altogether. Your back can be restored to such an excellent condition that you never need to visit a chiropractor again. It is not only your spine that becomes flexible, you become flexible as well. Once you're flexible, you're willing to listen. It is not about hearing someone talk, you're willing to listen to life. Learning to listen is the essence of intelligent living. Dedicating a certain amount of effort and time to see that the body does not become a barrier is important. A painful body can become an obstacle, and so can a compulsive body. Simple compulsions, whether of hunger or lust, can rule you so strongly that they will not allow you to look beyond the physical. It is easy to forget that the physical body is only a part of you. It is important that it does not become the whole of you. Asanas help level the physical body down to its natural place. As you move into deeper dimensions of meditation, your energies will surge upward, opening up more profound dimensions of experience. It is very important, therefore, that the pipeline of the body is conducive. If it is blocked, it will not work, and so preparing the body sufficiently before one goes into more intense forms of meditation is very important. Hatha Yoga ensures that the body takes the upsurge of energy smoothly and joyfully. For a lot of people, spiritual growth happens very painfully because the necessary preparation has not taken place. Most human beings have unfortunately allowed themselves to be molded entirely by external situations. It is becoming a norm in the world that growth happens only painfully. It can also happen blissfully, but that is when both body and mind have been prepared. Asanas can prepare you for growth and transformation by equipping you with a solid and stable foundation. Today, the Hatha Yoga that people are learning is not the classical form in its full depth and magnitude. The studio yoga that you see today is largely the physical aspect of the science. Just teaching the physical aspect of yoga is like having a stillborn baby. It is not only inefficient, it is a tragedy. If you want a live process, it needs to be transmitted in a manner that is inclusive of other dimensions of yoga. Hatha yoga does not mean standing on your head or holding your breath. It is the way that it is done that makes all the difference. There was a time when I personally taught Hatha yoga as a two-day program. People would be overwhelmed with intensity of these programs. Tears of ecstasy would flow simply with the practice of asanas. Why doesn't this happen more often? Simply because Hatha yoga is being imparted as an end unto itself, rather than as a preparatory system. Consequently, while the Hatha yoga in the world today brings peace for a few, health for others, it is unfortunately a painful circus for many. This may be fine for someone whose aspiration is only peace and health, but you're looking at yoga as a means of transforming yourself into a receptive possibility beyond five senses. The Hatha yoga needs to be approached in its classical form.